there he is. KANCM, Steve Clyde Moore. Here I am from KANCM, Steve Clyde Moore. KANCM, clear. K8ENT, K8DIY.
K8ZKC, radio check. On state rider 1.
K8ZKC, K8DIY, good morning.
K8ZKC, good morning, sir. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Got to sleep in a little bit, so woke up naturally without an alarm clock going off, which is a good treat for the weekend. And watching the cold roll in, 20 degree difference from yesterday. So it feels quite shocking. And I think we're in store for another 20 degree drop tomorrow. So polar vortex, I guess they call it. But I think the whole state is in for a treat here.
Yeah, I can keep an eye on that. Sounds like we're going to get rather cold here pretty soon. We'll get over it. We'll get through it. I'm playing around with a new antenna here and trying to see what I can do. I'm using a handheld and how well I'm hitting the Fenton power. But I got it going through a switch so I can go through my FM 50-watt radio and this. So I'm staring at the SWR meter right now, making sure it doesn't do anything too weird here.
Well, great. That's always nice to have access to an outdoor antenna with an HT. It makes it a lot more useful as a home base radio if it can be hooked up to an outdoor antenna. So, and then with digital, as long as you hit the repeater, you sound good regardless because it doesn't rely on analog modulation like a FM repeater does. So, very cool. Sounding good.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I do like how I have my radio program to give me a chirp if I actually get into the repeater so I know I'm actually in it. But, normally I use a hotspot to get into the statewide network, but I'd like to be able to go over the air, too. But just every now and again, I play around with this idea. So at some point, I'll see what else I can do with this thing.
Well, that's good. Good to have the option of local repeaters here in Manistee. I'm the only one that uses DMR, as far as I know, in a 30 or 40 mile radius, and there's no closest DMR repeaters, maybe 60, 70 miles away. So it's all hot spots for me. And then I also built my own DMR repeater runs out of the QTH with, 10, 15 watts, something like that, low power. But I can get into it from around town, and that's what I was aiming for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've struggled getting into this repeater and, just trying to figure all this out. But so far, I discovered if I move my handheld from where I had it, I lose the signal. So, whatever's wrong with this coax, I got another problem here. So, I appreciate the comeback here. I'm going to say 7-3 and try to figure this problem out. And I'll check again later. 58-1-2-C.
Well, yeah, nice talking to you. And good luck with your improvements and experiments there. I'm sure I'll catch you later. K8ZKC, K8DIY, 73. I'll be clear monitoring.
All right, K8ZKC, radio check.
Yeah.
KF8BLX monitoring statewide 1. KF8BLX, this is KD8DXQ, good evening.
DBX, I already forgot the call sign. Sorry about that. Not doing too bad, just kind of hanging out, waiting for this Lions game to start. How's your evening going, KF8BLX?
Mine's going about the same, sitting here watching the Chiefs game. And, boy, trying to figure out who the Lions might play next. Because we got to win it tonight, right?
I'm kind of hoping that the Rams can take out Seattle. Because I think we'd have an easier time with the Rams than we would with Seattle there. So, I don't know. I guess we got to get past Washington first.
Yes, sir. Can I see your new off-road? I got a question for you. I've passed the road quite often along M21. Is the town north or south of M21?
Well, the actual, like, downtown trip would be south of 21. It's not very big. It's almost a blink, one lighter. If you blink, you're going to miss it. Like you said, not much to see there. I mean, Lothrop's a bigger city, but the downtown is just, like you say, it's a one light blinker, and that's it.
KF8BLX, this is KD8DXQ. Yeah, you keep breaking out. I don't know if that's your side or my side. I'm on an HD sitting in the living room, and I'm a bit ways from, I'd be coming in on the Novi repeater on this, I just picked up this, what is it, a 168 HT Radio Giddy. I think they say it's identical to the Anytone 168. So I'm not sure exactly how good of a radio it is. Very nice and solid, but anyway, you were breaking up. Could you try that again? Was downtown the one light blinker? Is that north or south of 21?
Yeah, it's probably me. I'm on a handheld myself, and I'm sitting in my room. I do have an antenna up on my garage. But it's not the best antenna. I'm having to hit the Saginaw repeater, which is probably almost a good...
popped out again, although I did see the... maybe it's just the Keyan. Keyan the mic. But wow, yeah, for as good as you are coming in, that's quite a trip. From New Lothrop to Saginaw? Good job. KD8TX2.
I do have a, actually another radio. It's a Bofang DM1701 that's on the OpenGD77 that I use as a hotspot. I don't have it on right now.
Well, I am wearing this battery out, so I'm going to say 73s and hope to catch you again. Go Lions. This is KD8DXQ. I'll be clear after you.
All righty there. You have yourself a good rest of the night. And, yeah, enjoy that game. Hopefully we come out with the outcome we're looking for. KF8BLX and 23 KD8DX.
KE8VZS monitoring. KE8VZS monitoring. KE8VZS. KE8VZS monitoring.
This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee.
KE8VZS